name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBEZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Chicago pro-Palestinian activists led the largest march so far on the Democratic Convention last night. Several thousand people crowded into the streets carrying a sea of flags, and WBEZ's Sarah Karp was there.
Once the marchers got as close as they could to the United Center, they got as loud as they could.
And if they think that they can come to the city with the largest Palestinian diaspora in the United States, and they think they can come peacefully, they are wrong!
One of the marchers was Nida Hanoun, who came on a yellow school bus from her mosque.
I'm honestly just so proud of everyone who comes out, makes the time, is not giving up.
There were only a few moments of tension during the march. Sarah Karp, WBEZ News.
A group of uncommitted delegates staged a sit-in in front of the United Center last night to call for a Palestinian American to speak at the Democratic National Convention. The group of delegates from states like Michigan, Minnesota, and Hawaii peacefully sat on the sidewalk, feet from the arena as they shared their pleas. Some members of Congress shared their support on social media, and Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar briefly joined the demonstrators. Uncommitted Michigan delegate Abez Alawi says demonstrators did not want to stay out, but that they would until a Palestinian-American speaker was added to the convention.
The Democratic Party is actively suppressing a Palestinian-American from speaking from this stage. We urge the Democratic Party to reconsider. No is not an acceptable answer. I'm waiting for the call. This could end right now.
The demonstrators continued the sit-in even after primetime speeches. Later in the evening, the parents of an Israeli-American taken hostage by Hamas spoke at the DNC. John Polin and Rachel Goldberg, who are from Chicago, asked for the release of their son, Hirsch Goldberg Polin. The parents steered clear of politics but said President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris are, quote, working tirelessly for a deal to release the hostages and end the fighting in Gaza. Chicago alderperson and pastor William Hall delivered the closing prayer at last night's Democratic National Convention. Hall is a first-term 6th Ward alderperson. He invoked the names of several well-known Chicago women before throwing his support to Vice President Kamala Harris.
Growing up on the block with Mamie Teal, serving alongside CTU President Stacey Davis Gates, and walking past the childhood home of Senator Carol Mosley Bronze, I know that women from the 6th Ward on the south side of Chicago have changed the world. On the eve of the first black woman receiving nomination for the President of the United States, God, we are ready to fight for freedoms.
Hall was the latest Chicagoan to deliver remarks at this year's convention, which ends tonight with Harris's speech. Gen Z voters gathered near the United Center yesterday to learn about organizing and getting other young people to the polls. WBEZ's Lisa Corian Phillip was there.
Alexandria Porter is a senior at the University of Chicago, and there's one speaker in particular that drew her to the Youth Vote Fest.
Hey, Buttigieg.
Porter says she's excited about the election in November. She feels like young voters are finally being heard.
Personally, I think Biden dropping out was kind of like, okay, you actually listening. And I think that with Kamala being like younger, she feels like a bit more in touch with like how people are feeling, especially younger people.
This presidential election will be Porter's first as a voter. Lisa Corian Phillip, WBEZ News.
Some more things you should know today. Chicago police are investigating a group trying to contaminate food at the Fairmont Hotel downtown, where several attendees of the Democratic National Convention are staying. Police say multiple unknown women entered the hotel shortly before 7 Wednesday morning and began placing unknown objects onto tables containing food. The offenders left the area. One victim was treated and released on scene, according to CPD, which is working with the FBI in the investigation. The Sun-Times reports the food was contaminated by maggots. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance is verbally flogging Chicago. Speaking in Kenosha, Wisconsin on Tuesday, Vance falsely called Chicago the murder capital of the world and compared it to a, quote, third world country. But FBI crime statistics show six cities in Vance's home state of Ohio are among the 100 cities with the highest murder rate in the nation. Only three Illinois cities are on that list. Cleveland and Dayton had higher murder rates than Chicago in 2023. Today's weather, it will be sunny to partly cloudy with temperatures reaching the upper 70s. And tomorrow, we're expecting partly cloudy skies and for temperatures to hit the low 80s. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us. It helps other people find the show. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.